Live Sports Betting Show coming up at McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tone Dick.
Hey, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tommy.
Nicky Skates is in the back.
How we doing? How we doing?
And still reigning champion.
Jesus.
Six straight hardwood winners. Mm-hmm. Evan Fox.
What's up?
What do you have to say for yourself, dude?
Can't believe it, to be honest. I don't think anyone can believe it. You just got to ride the wave.
It's a run. Can do. You know, it's an absolute run.
Yeah.
The we'll have an Evan Fox pick today. Everyone's fucking clamoring for it. Because it is Picks Friday. What do we do on Picks Friday? We give out picks. You've heard us talk about all the games all week long. You've heard us give out all the information. Now it's time where the rubber meets the road. Okay? Where a peanut butter meets a jelly.
Yep. Smart.
It's Picks Friday.
Smart.
This is where you make your money.
Smart.
You fucking talk all week for show. You make picks for dough.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
Check it out.
And that's Picks Friday.
There you go.
We have the NFL wildcard weekend, obviously.
Yep.
We have college basketball today.
Yep.
We have a couple NHL games tonight. You got anything on NHL tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, tough night last night. We'll bounce back.
And then the Evan Fox will also have a pick for basketball tonight. Yeah, it was a tough night for me. 1-2 on the basketball court. And what happened to the fucking Wings, dude?
I mean, the Wings have cement in their skates right now.
Pretty much every underdog.
Oh, the fucking war.
Gumpy's been on the right side of the Wings picks every time.
Every time.
You're going to do that to us?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So
you called me out for it yesterday.
You're going to do the Twitter told you so?
No, you
told you never go against.
You told me yesterday that I always go against the Wings.
You're going to do that on the show? I'm telling you,
this is the reason why.
You're going to do that on the show? Yeah. I'd block you if this was Twitter.
I'd block you right now if I could. Fucking put up a sign right in front of your face.
Blocked.
You can, actually. So we'll have that tonight. How was college basketball for you?
6-6, I think. I don't know. It hasn't been a fucking. It's just not happening.
It's tough.
These kids don't give sh.
And then games that I should have bet, like I should have taken Iowa -4.5 against Indiana. I always take Iowa. Shied away from it.
It's all right. It's in the past.
You know what I mean?
It's in the past. There's no fucking UFC boost.
Yeah, that's concerning.
Is there UFC this weekend?
I was told there was.
Bill, fucking UFC Bill told us yesterday, didn't he?
UFC Bill, I think, did tell us yesterday.
Billy FC.
But he was wrong, and that's why he's on Team That's Hockey Talk for same game parlay holiday. Evan, if you have that graphic, could you throw it up when you get a chance? The FanDuel same game parlay holiday. We've been talking about it all week. It's finally here. I believe they'll be posted either tonight or tomorrow as far as what our same game parlays are. You can make your own. You could bet on ours. You can do literally whatever you want. But in the end, if you bet between $20 and $49.99, you're going to get $10 back. Okay? Win or lose. You bet between $50 and $99, you get $25 back. If you bet $100 to $199, you get $50 back. And anything $200 plus, you get $100 back. It's a good deal.
It's a good deal.
I will be putting the $200 in on one same game parlay, and that'll be ours. I don't trust these other fuckers.
Everyone was telling us how bad your guys stunk.
I mean, nobody.
Nobody knows what ours is. Ours
Everyone was worried about your guys being the weakest link.
Right. Well, that is correct. I understand that one, but saying that ours is not good when you've never seen it, now that's you can't say.
I think
ours personally is probably the weakest link too.
See, you can't do what you just did. You just said you're only putting money on yours, and now you're saying it's the weakest link. I was going to say your first statement of only putting money on yours is the most un-Tony statement of all time, because normally it'd be self-handicapping. Don't take ours.
You're right.
Take everyone else's, and then yours would hit. So now, ipso facto, I'm a little worried about yours and Gumpy's picks.
Don't worry about Gumpy's. You should definitely worry about my contribution to the bet, but you should not worry about Gumpy's.
Don't do this.
Well, the way things are going, Foxy's might be the only one that hits. Everyone else is going to lose.
Well.
Nah, Foxy's a basketball guy.
Foxy's a basketball guy.
Last weekend truly showed my
gridiron. Gridiron's a different
story. Why is football so hard?
Don't dance with his mojo, Gump. It's deadly. Learned firsthand.
You know, it's a game of inches. That's why. What did you say?
I said, don't dance with Foxy's mojo. You know, don't underestimate it. I learned firsthand.
Listen, the only thing I know about dances is you dance with the person that brought you, okay?
Unless there's someone else much more attractive over the way.
No. You dance with the person that brought you, okay? Now, Bruce did add a leg to the parlay today that, you know, we are.
Oh, that was nice of you guys to include a guest charity pick for Bruce.
Well, he's got COVID, dude.
Yeah.
Is this green light always on in my computer?
Man, so
get to the picks.
What's a green light? You guys had a parlay, and then you just threw Bruce's on the end.
And your camera's on.
So
yeah, so we could blame it on someone.
Man.
Why is my camera
on? I love Bruce.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Bruce is good.
I love Bruce.
Bruce is good. We're all going to be good.
His fucking part of the leg ain't hitting.
Oh, wow.
Just all based off your mojo.
Give me the fucking wild card.
All right. One sec.
First game. Boom. Saturday, 4:30 p.m. 4:31 kickoff, to be exact. We have the Las Vegas Raiders at the Cincinnati Bengals. 5.5 is the number. 48.5 is the total. I'll say this. We talked to Johnny Sheeran from FanDuel. The numbers tell me most likely take the Raiders. I can't do it. I will be on the Cincinnati Bengals to get their first playoff win since 1990. Big game Joe Burrow. I think they got more weapons. I like their fucking defense. Let's get the ball out quick. I believe the Raiders are missing 2 D tackles. So maybe Joe Mixon runs the ball a little bit. So I'm going to take the Bengals minus 5.5 or 4.5 where we could have got them yesterday. Pal?
Give me the Raiders.
Okay.
Plus the points. I don't think they win. I think they can keep it close. Just a feel.
Okay.
No real. Raiders have been good as a dog, good as a road dog this year. Bengals covering 4 straight. As we know, Bengals in playoff games, different team, different regime, but they do not cover, they do not win.
I will say this. I also put in a sprinkle involving a Bengals player, T. Higgins, plus 1,600 to lead in receiving for the weekend.
Hmm.
So just a little sprinkle. You two in the back. What do you got? Anything on this one?
I'm with you, Tony. I'm going Bengals 5.5. I think there's been a lot of buzz this week, a lot of that situation where we talk ourselves into a pick. We always also talk about teams getting hot at the right time. The Bengals did that. They're rolling into the playoffs. The Raiders are playing pretty well, too.
They are.
But like you said, the weapons. Burrow has never had a bad game in a big game in his life, I don't think.
No, he has not.
And it pains me to pick it, but you know, this is a gambling show. We bet with our heads, not with our hearts. I'm taking the Bengals at home in the jungle.
Foxy, you on anything here?
Yes. As a Detroit Lions fan, I know what it's like to root for a terrible franchise. Last year, the Browns got their playoff win. I was so happy for them. This year, the Bengals are getting their playoff win, and they cover. And next year, guess what's going to happen, boys? It's the Lions' turn. They're going to win.
Okay, that a boy, Foxy.
So I have to root for the Bengals here.
I mean, Bengals did go from top 5 pick to a playoff, so.
There's hope.
Love this.
We don't have Joe Burrow.
Don't fucking.
It's Gump against the world.
Gump against the world.
What else is new?
The way I like it.
Next.
The way I like it.
Next.
Saturday night. Pats go into Buffalo. The line is 4. The total is 44. It is the lowest total of the weekend. I think that is deserved. Actually, 4.5 now at FanDuel Sportsbook.
4.5, you said.
I will take the New England Patriots plus the 4.5. did a lot of thinking about it this week. I love Josh Allen. I really do. And in their last game, he made some fucking incredible throws to beat the Patriots. And still, even then, it was close the entire time. Can Josh Allen do it again against a really good defense and Bill on the other side? I don't know. Maybe. But I'm going to I'm going to go with Pats plus the 4.5 here.
Yeah, Pats covered 15 of 18 in Buffalo.
Okay.
These two teams, whenever they play, for whatever reason, the road team seems to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Pats covered 4 or 5 their last 5 playoff road games. I love the Pats here. I'd take the 4.5, but I would bet Pats money line.
Okay.
I also have a 6-point teaser. Raiders up to 11.5.
Okay.
Patriots up to 10.5. Thank you.
Okay. I'll probably throw in one where it takes Bengals to money line and Pats up to 10.
Yep.
You boys in the back taking anything on this one?
I am going to go with the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
I've seen the trends.
Yep.
I know what's at stake here. Mac, let's see it. Let's see it in the playoffs. If the ball has to be put into his hands, how they respond. Okay. I got faith in Josh Allen. I don't know if they go all the way, but I think they can at least get through this first stage here.
Okay. It hurts me going against the Bills because they remind me of a young team that I used to root for. Foxy?
Yeah, last night after going 6-0 on my basketball picks, okay, I received a text message from one Boston Connor, and he actually told me, he said, "Hey, I told you to never bet on the Patriots, but you're on a heater now.
Okay.
I give you my blessing." So I have
the
Pats plus 4.
The blessing pick, huh?
I did. I have to take it.
That's interesting. I mean, you are fucking tempting a lot of things with that one.
For sure. But couldn't you see the Bills winning by a field goal?
Sure. Still covered? No, yeah, absolutely can.
Yeah. And because I looked at the alternate spreads too, and it's just Bills 2.5 is 190. I'm like,
I might put in a correct score on this game before I.
But also, like, if there was to be a blowout in this game, it's going to be the Bills winning, I feel like.
Like a 21-17 Bills.
That feels right.
Does, doesn't it?
Either way, Bills or
Patriots. How about 24-17?
21. No, I got the Pats covering. Plus 16,000.
24-17 sounds good.
Fuck it. Throw it in.
50 way.
But it's a little sprinkle there. Next, we take it to Sunday. We have the Eagles at Bucks kicking it off. I found this weird that the Sunday game was this game for some reason. I just, for some reason, thought this one would be like the 4:25 or the late game. Because, I don't know. I feel like AFC always is 1 o'clock. But here we are. Eagles, Bucks. Which also makes me think that they think this one's going to be a fucking, maybe not a great game. I don't know.
This is the one game that I got no fucking clue.
By the way, the total's down to 45.5. So for those who, you know, been coming at me, I'm on the Eagles plus the 8.5. No team in the NFL gives up more rushing yards to quarterbacks than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wow.
Fun fact. Jalen Hurts can run the ball, obviously. Eagles can run the ball. They're healthy. I believe, who is it, Sweat? Or no, who is it? Who's their DN? He's sick. They don't know if he's going to play or not. If it's, you need Fletcher Cox.
Beast.
You need Hargrave.
Monster.
If those boys can get pressure up the middle, we know that causes problems for Tom. I'll take the 8.5. You don't know what you're doing. Okay.
I want to jump in there with you so bad. I want to believe in Sirianni
and
the birds and what they've been doing all year. But I just have a fast rule, hard and fast, that I cannot overcome here in the playoffs. I don't bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs anymore. Decided that a couple years ago. I can't do it.
It's going to be smart. Foxy,
give me the Bucks.
Anything on this one?
I'm also on the Bucks.
Okay,
strictly good. For exactly what Nick said.
Okay. I also have a flyer on this one. Jalen Hurts is plus 5,000 to lead the weekend in rushing.
That's pretty good. Wow. I have a couple weekly specials for when we're done with all the games to go through.
Nice.
You choose not to bet?
What's that?
You choose not to bet?
This game?
Yeah.
No, I don't. This game is a fucking, I have no clue. I don't know what this spread is. 8.5 seems absurd either way.
Okay. We move on to the 4:30. Niners, Cowboys, the line is 3. The total is 51. I'm on the 49ers plus the 3.
Yeah. This is,
Say that again, Tony. I had a graphic over your face.
So, okay. I have the 49ers plus the three. I think they have an advantage on the ground.
Trent also Williams,
through massive. The through the air. Trent Williams back. My worry is I wish these two teams weren't playing, honestly, because I like both of them. Because I love the Cowboys D line. Mm-hmm. Like, if the Cowboys keep going, I think that D line is going to give a lot of people trouble. I think it's a bad matchup for them. I could be wrong, though. I do think it's a good matchup for Dak and the wide receivers on the Cowboys side. So we'll see, but I'll take the Niners plus the three.
Yeah, Niners covered 5 of 6 as a dog, covered 4 of 5 all overall. Cowboys in the playoffs have covered 1 of 6, mm-hmm. 1 of 5 playoff home games. Plus three, I'd take fucking Niners money line.
I took two flyers on wide receivers to lead this weekend. One of them is from this game. I took Ayuk as a flyer to lead in receiving this weekend.
Nice.
I might look like a stooge here, but I'm going to take the Cowboys and believe in Big Mike. They finally get it done. It seems like when he gets into the playoffs, they kind of abandon the run and they just go pass heavy.
They do,
and
don't
I,
they?
I like them putting the ball in Dak's hands in this situation. Uh-huh. I'm going to go and buy the half point to Dallas Cowboys -2.5 at -130.
Mitt's not happy. Foxy.
Yeah. The only thing, the main thing, not the only thing, the main thing I learned on this show this week was that everyone likes the 49ers. The only thing that worries me is that this is in Jerry World. Cowboys haven't had a home playoff game for a minute. Mm-hmm. So those refs, get ready for those refs.
Oh, don't do that.
Be on watch. I know firsthand. I should have a playoff win as a Detroit Lions fan. The refs fucking stole it from us in Jerry World. So be watching out for them. But I am on the 49ers.
Okay. Night game. Steelers at the Chiefs. 12.5 is the line. Over under 46. Not going to take a side. I can just tell you this. 46 is a lot of points.
46 is?
46, I think, is a lot of points.
For one team.
12.5 is also a lot of points.
Also a lot of points.
And I've been saying it all year. For whatever reason, I know people don't want to talk about it. The Chiefs are not the same team without CEH.
He is out, by the way. He is out.
He is out. Give me the Steelers plus 12.5. And I also have an 8-point teaser.
Okay.
At +100. Niners plus 11. Bucks to a pick 'em. Steelers plus 20.5.
Okay. Damn. Plus 20.5. That's the direction you went, huh?
That's pretty damn.
If I went to Chiefs -4.5, I don't want to play that middle. I really don't.
Okay. I couldn't get my teammate Nick over here to get on the same page with me on this, but the away team second half points, I think, is at +7.5 just for second half, and it's plus money.
Big Ben, fourth quarter guru.
7.5 for Steelers in the second half.
Planning on going into that half with a lead, Bill.
It's not a bad bet, Bill.
They've
been much better at the second half.
They have. Weird things happen in the playoffs. Not saying they're going to win, but gotta have faith in the boys and think anything is possible. I will take the Steelers and the points, mm-hmm. +12.5.
I woke up on Monday and thought this was going to be a 40-point game. Each day it's come down 10 points. hoping for a touchdown game here. Fox, you got anything on here?
For Ben.
Okay. For Seb.
Love you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
And then we'll pick Monday on Monday. Oh, but
wait, before we get
probably think this is the end for Ben Roethlisberger.
Lock of the weekend.
Lock of the weekend.
Chris Boswell, over 5.5 points.
Ooh.
I like that.
That's a good bet.
I do like that.
Cardinals and Rams will do on Monday. That's a tough one. Leaning Cards right now.
Yeah.
No Jimmy Connor, I don't think.
What?
He didn't practice today again.
He'll be in there.
Oh, wow.
You think so?
Jimmy Connor.
Well, he has been known to get injured.
Don't do this.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just telling you why he fucking is not in
the Pittsburgh. You've been burying that guy for years.
Well, because he hasn't fucking played the games.
He was unbelievable this year.
Yeah, until he doesn't play the games. That's how he always is.
Can I give you a teaser real quick?
Yes.
4-leg teaser, 7 points. We're buying the Raiders up to 12.5. We get the Patriots at +11.5. The Eagles at +15.5. And the Steelers at +19.5. That's +180.
Golly.
Yeah, I was teasing. I teased all the unders and all the dogs pretty much. I mean, except for the Raiders. And actually, you know what? I may even include. No, I'm not going to include the Raiders and the Steelers. Raiders and Steelers. But all the other dogs I teased and the unders probably. Weekly special. Did you have anything on there?
Yeah, there's actually a ton and some pretty good ones.
Wild card specials.
Going through the list here. I mean, there's a ton, but I'll just pick out the ones that stood out to me.
Okay.
Any non-QB to complete a passing TD over wild card weekend plus 1,700.
Interesting.
Trick play, a little gadget action. Yeah. In there.
That's a fun one.
Yeah. Any game from wild card weekend to go to OT plus 200. I feel like there's always one.
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs and Hunter Renfrow to combine for 200 plus scrimmage yards plus 400.
Did I see that? Before you continue on, did I see that Renfro's total is only 50?
His targets are usually only in the end zone. That's probably
55 and a half is his number.
His yardage usually isn't up there. He's just
fine with it. If the Raiders are going to win, they're going to need a big performance from him and Jacobs.
Expect Waller to have a day.
You think so?
Yes. Second game back.
Yeah.
Bengals not great against tight ends.
If you like Waller, Gump, there is Jamar Chase and Darren Waller to combine for 175 plus receiving yards at plus 175.
Okay. A lot. What else you got over there, Rosie?
Any player to have either 200 plus yards receiving or 200 plus yards rushing over the weekend is plus 450. So one guy to go nuts. Chiefs to win every quarter versus Steelers is plus 600. TJ Watt, Trey Hendrickson, Nick Bosa, and Micah Parsons all to record one plus sack each is plus 1,000.
Oh,
I like that.
You could pretty much bet if you go to the FanDuel wildcard specials, and there's all of these fucking, the ones that Nick's riling off, there's high scoring game you could pick, there's high scoring team, there's lowest scoring team, which.
That didn't even get into the cross game specials, which I'll only pull a few from here, but each team to score a field goal in the weekend games, plus 600. I believe there was an each team to score passing TD, much like I was able to hit on last weekend. I don't know where it went. Each team to score one passing TD in wild card weekend games, plus 1,100.
I just want to let everyone know that I just scrolled to the very bottom. And the very bottom thing is total points. Wild card weekend, over under 289.5.
Oh, the grand salami.
I took the under.
But yeah.
You took the under?
Yeah, under 289.5. Who would I be if I didn't do that?
Dig through there. There's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of good
gold
stuff
you can find from time to time.
Patriots Niners money line parlay plus 579. Please and thank you.
Okay. All right. There's a lot of bets to throw in this weekend.
It's a great betting weekend for the dogs.
Always has been. We'll see. Three games tonight in the NHL. How are we feeling, Rolzy?
We feel pretty good. Okay. Last night was tough. We went with what we thought should happen, and it didn't. The two dogs we thought would come home didn't, and every other one managed to, pretty much, outside the Blues. I think the Blues were our saving grace.
Yes.
Hello, Blues.
Tough one for Gumpany tonight as his stars go into Florida and take on Bob. We got Otter versus Bob. Florida's heavy favorites at minus 220. This feels like a Florida Panthers money line situation to me, minus 135 to win in regulation.
Okay.
But I like that plus 180 on the Stars. There's a good chance they. Gumpy, I don't know how you're feeling about it, but
pretty good. I'll take the plus 1.5 at minus 140. Thank you very much.
Who you on?
Stars plus 1.5.
Hashtag Texas hockey.
That's the one.
Okay. It's good value on the dog there.
Yeah. The late game Colorado at home against Arizona. Colorado's minus 650 on the money line. I think that's the widest.
That is
the largest we've seen this season.
That is a line.
That one, you know, go for some player performance doubles there. Maybe see if they don't even have them. I don't think up yet. Just because I think they know. I think they know. And then Ducks on the road going into Minnesota to take on the Wild. It looks like Anthony Stolarz, who's a pretty good backup, is going to start for the Ducks, and Kaapo Kähkönen is going to go for the Wild. I like the Wild on home ice. They're great on home ice at minus 178.
All right. Good luck on there tonight.
Good luck.
Foxy, what is your hardwood pick of the night tonight?
Yep. Tonight, ESPN, Warriors at Bulls. Warriors obviously played last night. The Bucks fucking slaughtered them.
Yes, they did.
So they are on a back-to-back. They have no Klay Thompson. They have no Draymond Green. Steph has been struggling. I will be taking the Bulls -3.5 at home tonight.
I like that.
It feels good. I think the Warriors are kind of just like...
Bulls just came off that disappointing fourth quarter against the Nets. So did they play another one? I don't know if they played another one since then.
Game.
No, I like that. I assume the Warriors are going to look to get right tonight as well.
I know. That's my only worry. But sometimes when a team's in a slump, they're just in a slump.
Hey, you're six in a row, so.
And then tomorrow.
Okay.
Michigan State plays at noon at home against Northwestern. My entire life, Northwestern has always played Michigan State tough.
Okay.
For whatever reason.
Oh, no.
So on this one, I will tweet it out tomorrow. I assume, depending where the line's at, I'll be taking Northwestern first half, just like I have been with all Michigan State games. Until that fails, I love that bet.
We will be on the lookout for that. Good luck tonight, Evan Fox.
Thank you.
NCAA basketball tonight. What do you got, Paul?
I didn't write anything down. I just kind of put these together. There's not much out there.
I decided to take tonight off.
I kind of felt like you were leaning that way, the way we were talking this morning.
Yep.
I got Ryder money line versus Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac.
There you go.
I like the way he said it.
Though. I did too.
Yeah. Can you say it again?
Quinnipiac.
Yeah, Quinnipiac. I think that's it. Like from that. Now on in the show, it's Quinnipiac.
Free the nip, dude. Yeah. VCU +3 against the Bonnies.
Okay.
I feel like VCU is going to win this game. I like them.
Okay.
And UNLV catching one at home against Fresno State.
Okay.
I don't think Fresno State's as good as their record says they are. I like UNLV here.
And why is there less picks on Fridays? Well, it's because the entire NCAA basketball plays tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's 170 games. So whether he tweets them out or not,
I'm sure I fucking will. Jesus. This I don't know why I put myself through that every Saturday.
This man loves pain. So
it's my favorite tweet. You'll probably
I mean, it's great until you fucking halfway through the day and you think you're doing well and you're like, oh, I still got fucking 20 games left.
I love seeing it. I can't do
it because the soccer starts at 6 a.m. and it fucking.
You got to fucking scroll in 100 times to see every single pick on that thing. It's my favorite thing ever.
The guy loves pain.
To get those picks on that graphic takes me a fair amount of time I do not want to talk about how long it takes.
All right. We'll see that one tomorrow.
That'll fucking
happen. Footy for tomorrow.
Yeah. I got Sunday, too. I'll just run them off.
Oh, you got both because you don't feel like tweeting them out on Sunday.
It's kind of nice when you just get them out on the show and don't have to deal with it on the internet. Where are we at here?
Footy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Did you lose footy?
No way. Couldn't happen. Here we go.
There we go.
Leicester Burnley just got canceled.
Shit!
Sucks because Leicester was good value there.
Okay.
Saturday. Wolverhampton draw no bet versus Southampton.
The Wolves?
Both teams have won 2 of 3. I just like Wolverhampton at home here.
Okay.
Everton money line at Norwich.
Uh-huh.
Everton has been bad.
Oh, really?
Calvert-Lewin is back, though. Norwich hasn't won in 8.
Okay.
Everton at even money at Norwich is a very good bet.
Okay.
Man United. Ooh, I don't like doing this. Man U draw no bet at Aston Villa.
What's that?
-125.
Boys haven't been buzzing, have they?
So I think this line is due to Aston Villa getting Coutinho with Stevie G, which I love.
Yeah.
But Man U has 1 loss in 10 in all competitions. This should not be -120 on a draw no bet here.
Gotcha.
So Man U. Ligue 1, Lens draw no bet at Saint-Étienne. Saint-Étienne has lost 5 straight.
Mm-hmm.
Serie A, Torino draw no bet at Sampdoria. Sampdoria haven't won in 4. Torino 1 loss in 6.
Okay.
Bundesliga, Union Berlin. Draw no bet versus Hoffenheim.
They've been good to us.
Berlin 1 loss in 5. Hoffenheim haven't lost in 7.
Ooh.
But I like Berlin at even money. Draw no bet at home.
Okay.
RB Leipzig money line at Stuttgart. Stuttgart haven't won in 3. Leipzig seems like they're finding their footing. Ah, oh, Jesus.
What, dude?
This fucking team. I don't know why I'm loyal to them. Leverkusen draw no bet at Gladbach. This Leverkusen team.
Especially against Gladbach.
Gladbach just beat Bayern Munich.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I don't rate Gladbach. I should. I'll die with Leverkusen once again. Sunday, West Ham, money line versus Leeds.
Let's go Hammers.
West Ham's 1-3 straight. Villarreal, money line at Elche. 1-4 for Elche. Villarreal haven't lost in 5. Serie A, Sassuolo, draw no bet at Verona, Inter Milan, draw no bet at Atalanta, Inter Milan has won 8 straight, Bundesliga, Frankfurt, draw no bet at Augsburg, 1-3-4, Augsburg haven't won in 3, Ligue 1, Lyon, money line at Troyes, Marseille, draw no bet versus Lille, Montpellier, double chance at Strasbourg.
Let's go.
And Angers, draw no bet at Lorient.
Okay.
That is all.
Hey.
That is all.
Good luck.
Good luck. Hopefully they don't get canceled.
Good luck to you and your family.
Thank you.
Nick, good luck to you and your family.
Good luck to you and your family.
Evan, good luck to you and your family.
Good luck to you and your family.
May that luck bring you fortune. May that fortune bring you winning bets. And may those winning bets bring you happiness.
Hey, Tony, good luck to you and your family.
Oh, all right, that's the show. This was Picks Friday. It was a good Picks Friday, and I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Damn it.
Make sure you are on the lookout for the Same Game Parlay holiday on the FanDuel Sportsbook app or desktop tomorrow. Pat's also on his Twitter giving out money as well with the hashtag on that contest. So look out for Pat's Twitter as well. And the FanDuel Sportsbook. As you know, it's a good deal. It's a good holiday. Let's celebrate the wild card weekend together. Thank you so much for listening this week. Foxy, thank you for your help and winners this week. Absolutely. We appreciate it.
I loved it. It was very fun. Thanks for having me.
No. Thank you. Mitt will be back on Monday.
Yep.
Saying stupid shit into that microphone.
Big boots to fill.
Big boots to fill.
That'll be fine.
Big boots. A lot of people were tweeting us that, you know, you sucked out all the winners out of us. So
yeah,
that's now we stink.
Nah.
I don't think that's the case. Ain't it.
Now I stink. We will be back on Monday to break down the 6th and final wildcard weekend game, as well as break down what went down and look forward to the weekend that will be divisional. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.